Today is September the 20th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Seddon, and I am your host for the program, where this year we are reading the red letter words of Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our amazing God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you are the architect of the earth, so beautiful. You are close to us at all times, our defender and our encourager. You're our forerunner and the God of the generations, our high priest and the instructor of instructors. You are joy in our life. You are the keeper of our souls. And you are liberty in Christ Jesus alone, the Most High God, never changing. And you are over all, Lord. You're our planner and our quickener. You are radiant and the good shepherd. Lord, you are the truth and the life and the way. You are the underwriter of all things and the victorious warrior. You are the witness of all good things and extraordinary in everything that you do. You are Yahshua and the zenith over all life itself. Thank you, Lord, for a new day. Thank you for a day where we can make a difference because of you. Help us, Lord, to shine your light throughout our school in all of the dark and deep crevices where you are not invited. You are always welcome, Lord, because there are thousands of us who have Christ in them, walking the halls of our public schools, and we want to be there to transform our schools with your love and your truth, your way. We love you, Lord. We thank you for all of this in the precious and powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my dear friends. Let us read the powerful words of Jesus the Christ. We are still in the Sermon on the Mount, and we are on Matthew 6, verse 34. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? As Jesus continued with the Sermon on the Mount, he said, "The Word of God," Matthew 6, verse 34, "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." The Word of God, Matthew 6, verse 34. What a genius Jesus is. This is truly one of the hardest things for me, to not keep planning for tomorrow as if I have it guaranteed. And so I want to take these words of Jesus today and really practice them. Let us be present in today, my friends. We also, on Around the Word in 180 Days, do a song about Jesus. And today I have chosen Jeremy Camp's "Christ in Me." So let's listen in for a little bit, and then I will read you the lyrics. In this obsession with the things this world says makes us happy, can't see the slaves we are and all the searching, all the grasping, like we deserve much more than all these blessings we're holding. So now I'm running free into an ocean of mercy unending. So come and empty me so that it's you I breathe. I want my life to be only Christ in me. So I will fix my eyes because you're my source of life. I need the world to see that it's Christ in me. Done with what holds me down, the things I once was chasing after. Throw off these heavy chains that I have let become my master. So now I'm running free into an ocean of mercy unending. So come and empty me, so that it's you I breathe. I want my life to be only Christ in me. So I will fix my eyes, 'cause you're my source of life. I need the world to see only Christ in me, Christ in me. Thank you, my friends, for being in the Word of God and songs about Jesus. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. And today's prayer was given to me a year or two ago by one of our listeners, and it just touched her heart that she thought, wow, if we could pray for this kind of child. And so today at 1:16 p.m., we're going to set our alarms and we're going to pray together across the time zones for this very precious prayer. So she is asking that we pray for students that go home in tears because they sat on the buddy bench at recess. Even then, no one would play with them. That's just a heartbreak, and you know it's true, it happens. And so let us pray for those really sad children in our classrooms today. And we pray because we believe there is power in prayer. And we have based that time of day on Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to share Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his series called Teacher, Take Courage, and today's episode is entitled The Countenance of Courage. The scripture comes from Acts 4, verse 13. When they, the rulers and elders, saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. How many people can tell by your countenance, by simply looking at you, that you have been with Jesus? Education, physical attributes, intelligence, and charisma cannot affect people as much as God's holy presence in us. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, flows through us and makes His sweet essence known. We are the fragrance of life to those being saved and those dying. And that comes from 2 Corinthians 2:15. Jesus gives us courage in both our professional and personal lives as we look into His face. As we wait in His presence, He encourages us to face our enemies in difficult situations. The New Testament martyr Stephen spoke the truth in love to the angry priests around him as he stood in the presence of God. The glory, peace, truth, and forgiveness of God poured through him and into the lives of his attackers, even as he was being stoned. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. That was in Exodus 34. Being in God's presence lit up Moses' life and gave him the courage and direction to teach and lead his wilderness survival classroom, which was attended by more than 1 million students. Some people simply radiate God's glory. Cheryl radiates joy, love, and peace as she talks about her preschoolers. Because of a childhood ailment, Cheryl has remained small in stature. Her rosy cheeks, golden hair, and a petite frame seem well-suited for her chosen profession. But even more than her physical size is her spiritual size. She is small on the outside, but on the inside she is a giant of God's love. She is a woman who deeply experiences and loves God. Nearing the age of 50, the Lord called her and gave her the faith to step away from her teaching job and spend a year in the mission field sharing the presence of Jesus in Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay. She returned the following year to the public school classroom. The Spanish skills exercised and developed on her mission trip well prepared her to transition into her new bilingual pre-K classroom in an urban community. Her love of teaching and her deep passion for her precious charges shone through every effort that she made, from teaching numbers and the alphabet to tying shoes and wiping noses. When the Lord asked her several years later to transition to a church job, she took on that new assignment with as much vigor and grace as her teaching. She certainly was afraid. She owned a home with a mortgage, and the new job would mean a drastic pay cut. She would be working directly with new members and visitors of a messianic congregation. Hers would be the first voice and face to be heard and viewed by newcomers. However, the Lord had prepared her for this work. Her kind, patient, and loving attention to her students adequately prepared her for the work ahead. Many times, we do not see how one path, especially one in education, can lead to other areas of service. Teaching diverse students, and especially her bilingual students, more than prepared her for the diverse ethnic groups that attend her congregation, and specifically helped her to relate to the Spanish congregation that shares the use of the church facility. God wastes nothing, not even a fearful and new beginning. In her new position, Cheryl has had the opportunity to share the radiant love of Jesus with non-believing Holocaust survivors. She has come face to face with an anti-Semitic bent on killing members of her congregation while they worshiped. She shared God's glory even in the face of this trauma. As for the mortgage and other financial concerns, God has proven faithful as always. Cheryl was able to continually make her mortgage payment and fulfill the other monetary obligations. When we cast our cares upon Jesus, He always cares for us. What personal or professional obstacles are you facing right now? Moses got directions and his radiant facial from God when he spent time alone with him, away from the grumbling, overcrowded classroom. Peter and John had the courage to continually speak and teach in adversity because they had spent so much time alone with Jesus. Right now, stop and look into Jesus' face. He has all the unconditional love, forgiveness, inspiration, and courage you need to guide you. Take time with Him to receive these gifts of grace, and then start sharing them with others. He is waiting to welcome you, to transform you, and give you a countenance of courage. The prayer. Lord, we turn and meet you face to face here in our schools. Let your glory fall on us so that students, parents, and staff may see your light in us. Grant each of us a radiant countenance of courage. And that was our daily devotional, written by Don Clark. And the final things that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's is from Mark Twain. Keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that. But the really great make you feel that you too can become great. And now, my friends, let me remind you of the red letter words of Jesus Christ from today in Matthew 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. O precious God, thank you for the amazing wisdom and the words of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, help us as we worry and hustle bustle over things that we have to do in the future, but help us to be present, Lord. We want to be like Jesus. We want to look into the eyes of each of our students today and see them as fearfully and wonderfully made. Help us to not be worriers, but to rest in you. Oh, great God, we do not do this naturally. We need your help and desire it, and we ask for it all in the amazing name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.